My spiritual practice draws on traditions that existed long before Christianity was a thing. It was a time when villages worked together to take care of themselves and nearby villages. And while these long ago people were far from perfect, they did a lot of good works. This congregation is bigger than some of those long lost villages, but we do a lot of things here that they did then. Through our neighborhood connectors, we take care of our little villages. Our little villages reach out into the wider community to do the hard work of spreading love, justice, and equality. To the best of our abilities, we strive to help those who may need a little extra care. Through our outside tutoring and mentoring programs, our own religious education, OWL, our adult RE, and other learning opportunities, we all become teachers, just as the elders, the priests, and the priestesses of old passed on their wisdom. On any given Sunday, we travel from our villages to gather together, to share the happenings in our lives and in our communities. We share food and fellowship, and we share a piece of ourselves with our friends, our Annam Caras, that we might gather strength from one another to go forth and do it all again. For some, we are a stepping stone leading on toward other things. For me, a pagan, there's not many churches that will take me in as I am, much less allow me to share who I am with all of you. This community gives me a place to learn, to grow, and to simply be. It is my gathering place where I belong, my stone circle, kind of like those of Stonehenge, if you will. While many might not agree, I feel that our Sunday services are our own form of a meeting house, complete with our own rituals. Just like teachers of old, our teachers tell us stories. They show us images. They give us songs. And they give us different ways to see the world and how to be better people in it. For this great gift, we are always grateful to them. And today, especially, we are grateful to Ellen Saunders Duncan. For her, we were a stepping stone in her journey. For many, she will be leaving behind a strong foundation for our young people to create their own stone circles where they are also free to learn, to grow, and to simply be. Along your path, may you all find and may you all be wonderful teachers. May you take this gathered knowledge and strength that you find here back to your villages and share it. And take that out into your community and out into the world. May you find your soul friends along the way who know and love you just for being you. So even if you are just passing through, may your stone circle stand strong and give all of us the space to just be.